ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim ha-ma'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Maseches Sanhedrin daf ches. The Gemara in the beginning of the Amid brings down a drasha on the pasuk that says Ka-katon ka-godel tishma'un Amar ish lakish she-chaviv alecha din shal pruta ka-din shal mea. A din of a pruta should be as chaviv as a din of mea. And the Gemara asks, l'mai hilchasa, what's the chiddush of Rish Lakish? Pshita. If Rish Lakish is just telling us a halacha that you have to be ma'ayin and to paskin a din of a pruta, that's obvious. And for the Gemara, elalak dume. The chiddush of Rish Lakish is that if a dayin is presented with two dinim, a din of a pruta and a din of a mea, and the din of a pruta came first, you'd have a havamina that he's allowed to be makdim and paskin the din of mea before the din of pruta. Kamash balon, that hakaidim kaidim, and he has to go in the order in which they were presented in front of him. And this is halacha lemaisa, it's kapaskin in the Rambam, in Hilchas Sanhedrin perichof halacha yud, and in Shulchan Aruch, chayshemishbat simen tesvav. Now the Marashov here, Chedushi Agadis, asks, how did the Gemara answer the question of pshita? That's also pashit. If there is a klal that a din that comes first has to be paskin first, why would we have a havamina that because one of the dinim is on a larger sum, that you're allowed to go around that din and paskin the bigger din Torah before the smaller din Torah? So the Maharsha answers, the halacha is, a dayan is not allowed to take schar to paskin. It's a mishnah mesechta b'chayres daf chavtesam and aleph, hanoytel schar lodun dinav betalim. Even if he takes schar to paskin, even b'di'evet, his din is batal. Nevertheless, the Gemara Masechta Ksubis Daf Kufei Amar Aleph says that he's allowed to take agar b'teila. He's allowed to take schar for the fact that he has to be batal and he can't work. And the Gemara says that Rav Huna, who used to work in his fields, ki have asa din alakamei, if someone came to him with a din Torah, amar lehu, he said, havali gavra d'dalili b'charikai, find somebody else to do my work in my place, and then I will paskin your din. Because in that situation, he's not taking schar for actually paskining. Rather, he's taking schar for what he would have made had he not spent the time paskining and had he spent the time doing his regular malacha. Zakta Marasha, what happens if a person has a malacha and he has to be mevatel from it in order to paskin, but the psak halacha that he's paskining is a psak of a pruta? So if you're going to charge the balei dvarim to pay for schar betela for a psak din of a pruta, the amount that they're going to have to pay will probably exceed the amount of the actual din Torah, or definitely at least take away from the shear of pruta to make the din Torah less than a pruta. Zakti Marasha, chiddush, in that situation, the dayan is mechuyev to paskin and not to take schar betela, because being that by him taking schar betela, he's going to undermine the whole din Torah, in that situation, he's not allowed to take schar betela. This is a mari tik chiddush of the Marasha. Pashtus, once the Gemara says that a dayan may take schar b'teila, so in a situation where it's not kedai for the balei dvarim to give schar b'teila, he's not mechuyev to paskin at all. But here we have a chiddush dina of the Marasha that says that the whole heter to take schar b'teila is only in a situation where the psak din is still going to be relevant. But in a situation where by taking schar b'teila, that's going to make that there's no relevance b'chlal to the ikar din Torah, there a dayan is mechuyev to paskin without taking schar b'teila. Chiddush lahalacha. Memeila zakta marsha. Based on this, we would have a havamina. If two dinim come in front of a dayan, one is a din of a mea. In that situation, the dayan is going to be reimbursed with schar b'teila. The other one is a din of a pruta, where in that situation, the dayan is going to have to paskin halacha and lose out money because of it. You'd have a havamina that even if the din of a pruta comes first, that we'd be allowed to push it off and first paskin the psak din of mea, for which he's being reimbursed, and only afterwards, if he has extra time, to paskin the psak din of a pruta. But that he should have to paskin the psak din of a pruta first, even at the expense of losing the schar b'teila, when he has a psak din which will give him schar b'teila, that he would not have to do. Kamash malan reish lakish, shiye chaviv alecha din of pruta ka din of mea, that the dayan has to have the same chavivis, even though in a din of pruta, he's actually losing out money. That's the Pirush of the Marashan Chedush HaGadis on this Gemara. Adkan, shtickle number one, and now let's go to the next shtickle. The Gemara later down on the Avchas Amud Aleph brings a stirus of psukim. One pasuk in Parshas Vayelech says, "Vayikra Moshe Yeshua vayomer elav le'enei kol Yisrael, chazak ve'amot, ki ata tovei es ha'amazeh." Yeshua, you are going to come es ha'amazeh, which means together with the Am. Whereas another pasuk in Parshas Vayelech later on says, "Ve'itzavis Yeshua benun vayomer chazak ve'amot, ki ata tovei es b'nei Yisrael." You are going to bring B'nai Yisrael. Not that you will come with B'nai Yisrael, but rather you will lead B'nai Yisrael. So the Gemara brings down that stira. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Lai Moshe Li Yeshua. Initially in the first pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua, Atav Hazkenim Shebedar Imach. Ata Tavai Esa'am, you will come with the Am, indicates that you will be on equal footing as the Zkenim. And Rashi is Masber that Yeshua should lead Klal Yisrael in a oifen that he's misyayitz with the Zkenim around him. What about the second pasuk of Ki'at Tavi? On that, Dr. B'yechanan, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, he corrected what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Toil makel v'hach al kadkodom. You yourself should take a stick and, so to speak, bang on the heads of Klal Yisrael. Dabor echad ledor v'ein shnei daborin ledor. There's only one manig per dar, and there are not two manhigim per dar. So it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yeshua, not like this that Moshe Rabbeinu said, that you should be manhig Klal Yisrael together with the Zakenim, but rather you should have the sole shlita and the sole power of Anhaga over the Dar. So it seems like in this Pirush, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to begin with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not maskim to, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu revised the instructions to Yeshua, that rather than doing it Moshe Rabbeinu's way, where he's ata tove esa'am, where Yeshua keeps himself on equal level as the Zkenim. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, ki ata tove esa'am, you should be the sole leader and be on top of everybody, including the Zkenim. Now Rashi is maisif to be masber, b'divir maschal Moshe amrloi, that the fact that the first pasuk is a member of Moshe Rabbeinu and the second pasuk is a member of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meduyik in the words of the pasuk. Because in the first pasuk where it says ki ata tove esa'am, it says ata tove esa'am azeh ala aretz asher nishba Hashem la'avaysam. You will go with Klal Yisrael to the aretz which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nishba. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nishba. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking in first person. Whereas in the second pasuk it says ata tove es b'nei Yisrael ala aretz asher nishbati. You will bring Klal Yisrael to the land which I was nishba to them. So we see that the second pasuk is a direct quote of HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking in first person, I was nishba and I am the one who's telling you that you should be the only one in charge. Ad kan, the Pirush of Rashi in the Gemara. However, the Brisker Rav in Sefer Chidushei Moharan Riz HaLevi al HaTorah in Parshas Vayelech, he suggests a different shot in this Gemara. And he's basing it on Ha'ara, that L'chaira, it's very difficult to say that the first pasuk was Moshe Rabbeinu talking mitzad atzmai. L'chaira, it should be obvious that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua was mipi ha'gvura, was as commanded to say, mipi ha'kadosh baruch hu. So how can there possibly be a stira between the first pasuk and the second pasuk if both of them are directives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? So based on this, the Brisker Rav suggests as follows. The emes is that in Klal Yisrael we find two positions. There's a position of a melech, and there's a position of a reish bezdin. These two positions can be found in the Gemara earlier on Daf Hei, that brings down a pasuk layosur shevet mi Yehuda umechaykek mi bein raglov, and the Gemara darshins shevet elu rashi galias shebabavel shereiden esam b'shevet. The terminology Shevet is a remez to the Rashi Golias in Bavel, that they rule with a stick. Shevet means a stick. And the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel, is Masbir, Rashi Golias Sheba Bavel, B'mokim Melechim Oimdim, V'yesh Lehem Lirdes Yisrael, Shenemar Layosur Shevet Miyehuda. So the Brisker Rav learns from this, that the Lashon Shevet, which means to rule with a stick, is a reference to the position of a melech within Klal Yisrael. The second position is learned from the pasuk umechaykek mi bein raglav, where the Gemara is masmer dafei elu bnei banim shel hillel shayu melamdim tayra barabim. Mechaike comes from the sherish of chayk. It's referring to someone who makes a chayk, makes a halacha, which is b'nei banav shel hillel that were melamed Torah, or a reish Sanhedrin, which lays down the law. These are the two positions that are found within Klal Yisrael. And these two positions were given over to Yeshua. Yeshua mitzad echad had a din of a melech. And that's mevor in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says mefurish in Hilchos Melachim Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel that Yeshua had a din of a melech. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim brings down the halacha that a person who's married b'malchus is chayev misa. And he brings that the makor for that is the pasuk in Yeshua in Perek Aleph that says, Kol ish asher yamre espichav layishmas dvarecha l'chol asher tetzavenu yumas. Any person who goes against your words and doesn't listen to you, whatever you command him to do, shall die. That's a makar to the general halacha that somebody who's married b'malchus is chayev misa. And that pasuk specifically was written in regards to Yehoshua. So there we see that Yehoshua had the appointment and the position of a melech. Also, Yeshua had the position of a Reish Sanhedrin. That's Mavur, says the Brisker Rav, in the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. It says in Parshas Pinchas that Moshe Rabbeinu was Soimich Yodov on Yeshua. And the Indian of Smicha, as we know, is the Indian in giving someone the position of being able to be in the Sanhedrin and Paskening. So we see that Yeshua had both appointments. He had the position of being a Melech and the position of being the Reish Sanhedrin. So, the Brisker Rav, these two psukim, Kiata Tavi Esa'am and Kiata Tavi Esa'am, are a reference to these two positions. The first pasuk, Kiata Tavi Esa'am, that you will be together with the Zakenim, that's referring to the position of Reish Sanhedrin. Because a Reish Sanhedrin cannot paskin the halachas by himself, he needs the Zakenim, the Sanhedrin, together with him. So, in that it says, Kiata Tavi Esa'am, you will be together with the Zakenim. But the second pasuk, Kiata Tavi Esa'am, that's referring to the position that Yeshua had as Melech. Melech is a position in which he rules all by himself. There it says, you will bring the Am, and not that you will be equal with anybody else. And on that the Gemara says, Dabor Echad Ledar, Ve'ein Shnei Dabaran Ledar. And it says, the Lashon of Hach Toil Makel V'Hach Alkad Kodam, take a stick and bang on their heads. So, the Brisker Rav, this Lashon of Toil Makel is reminiscent of what we found in the Gemara and Daf Hei in regards to the position of a Melech, where it says, Layasur Shevet Mi Yehuda, which is referring to the position of a Melech, which rules with a stick, and he has the full power over Klal Yisrael. So, it comes out according to the Brisker Rav that it's not that the second Pasuk is changing and revising the Mahalach of leadership that Yeshua had, but rather both of them are Emes. The first pasuk is referring to the leadership of Reish Sanhedrin, and the second pasuk is being Moisif that he also had the position of a Melech. The first position of Reish Sanhedrin is together with the Zgenim, and the second position is only him alone. Ad kan, the Pirush of the Brisker Rav. The Chelik which the Brisker Rav is not Masbir is that Rashi was Medayik, that the first pasuk sounds like a memra of Moshe Rabbeinu. And like it's Duik in the Pasuk, that he says, Ata Tavi Esa'am al Aretz Asher Nishba Hashem Lavaisam, that he's referring to HaKadosh Baruch in third person. It's not a first person statement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the second Pasuk is a statement B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there it says, Ata Tavi Esbine Yisrael al Aretz Asher Nishbati. So Bishlam, according to Rashi, we understand the change, because the first Pasuk is a member of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the second Pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's changing it. But according to the Brisker Rav, that both psukim are true, it's just talking about a different kind of leadership. Why the change in the Schais? Why is the first pasuk spoken from Moshe Rabbeinu and the second pasuk spoken from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That the Brisker Rav doesn't address. But Ken Zayin, Al Pi Dvarav, you could be Masbrit in the following Eifin. The Inyan of Smicha is an Inyan where a person who already has the power to paskin passes on that koyach to the next generation. Moshe was Samech Yeshua, Yeshua went and was Samech his Talmidim, and so on and so forth. Like the Gemara is Masber on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So the Indian of Smicha for Reish Sanhedrin just required the power of Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzad Atzmai. That's why, in the first Pasuk, which is talking about the Indian of the position of Reish Sanhedrin, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking, and it does not have to be a quote from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Indian of making a Melech, The Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that requires a Navi. It's not enough that a Bezdin should even appoint a Melech. It has to be also a Navi. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. Now, a Navi is always saying over B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the object of a Navi. He quotes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give over to Klal Yisrael. That would explain why in the second Pasuk, where there Yeshua is receiving the position of a Melech, it's spoken B'Shem Hashem, as a Navi speaks, and it says, Asher Nishbati, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu was talking in first person. Ad kan, this shtickle, two biurim in the Gemara, one from Rashi, and one Alpi the Brisker Rav. And now let's start, Be'ezer Hashem, the Sugya HaGadayla of Maitzi Shemra. The Mishnah and Daf Beis brings a Machlaikis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says, HaMaitzi Shemra B'Shleisha, Divi Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim raimrim, Maitzi Shemra Be'esem V'Shleisha, M'pnei She'yesh Bay Dinei Nefashos. Lefi Rav Meir, Maitzi Shemra only requires Shleisha Dianim. According to the Chachamim, because She'yesh Bay Dinei Nefashos, therefore, a Maitzi Shemra needs Esrim V'Shleisha. Now, what exactly is the case of Maitzi Shemra in our Mishnah? So that's totally in a major machlaikis along the whole sugi over here, and of Chesam and Aleph, Chesam and Beis, and of Tes, between Rashi and Tosfos. Maitzi Shemra, as it appears in the Torah, is talking about a situation where a Baal says on his wife, Le'matzasi B'sulim, so she must have been Mezaneh before the Nesuin, after the Erusin. Afterwards, the Baal is disproven, and because of that, the Baal has an Einish of Malkus and of paying Mea Kesef. That's Maitzi Shemra as it appears in the Torah in Parshas Ki Tse'etzeh. Rashi, however, says in our sugya that that's not the Maitzi Shemra of our Mishnah. We're not talking about this case where the Baal has to pay Mea Kesef because of the fact that he was Maitzi Shemra, which is really the Pashas of the words Maitzi Shemra, but rather we're talking about the initial complaint that the Baal has on his wife, that Lematzasi Besulim, and she must have been Mezana, and therefore she should lose her ksuba. We're not talking about that the Baal wants that she should be killed. We're talking about that the Baal wants that on account of that, she should lose the ksuba. Why is that? Because if the Baal were to bring Edom and to have her be killed, that's Pashat Lekuli Alma, that's Dina Nefashis, and you need Esrim V'Shleisha. So the Machlekes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim is obviously going in a case where he does not want her to get killed. And Rashi is Masber, because the Baal doesn't really have Edom that she was Mezana. The Baal's Taina that she was Mezana is just his personal Taina. And as far as being Mafsid the Ksuba, the Baal is Neman, like it's Mavur in the Sugi and Ksuba, Staftesim and Aleph, because there's a Chazaka, Ein Adam Terech Besuda of Mafsida, because the Baal put in so much effort into the Suda of the Nesuin, chances are the Baal would not make an Alila and say something about his wife, which is not true. So in this situation, the Baal came and wants to be Mafsid the Ksuba of his wife, just based on his Taina, on Leimitzasi Besulim, so she obviously was Mezana before the Nesuin, and she does not deserve the ksuba. And essentially, the Baal is Neman. So it's the Gabi this entire that is a Machlekes, Remeir, and the Chachamim, as to whether or not you need Shleisha Dayanim, that's according to Remeir, and according to the Chachamim, Bepnei Sheyesh Badinin Afashais, even just to make it entire to be Mafsa the ksuba, that requires Eslim V'Shleisha. That's Shitas Rashi in the Sugya. Taisus, however, learns the Inyan of Maitzi Shem in our Sugya, Kipshutai, that it's referring to a Maitzi Shem Ra, a Baal who lied. And we're referring to the halacha that's mavur in the Torah, that in a case where the Baal's complaint was disproven, that he has to pay mea kesef. And legabi that, where the Av, the father of the Bas, is being teveya, the mea kesef from the Baal, that's where the machlekes, Remeir, and the Chacham takes place. The fear of Meir, in order for the father of the Bas to be teveya, the mea kesef, all you need is shleisha dayanim. And according to the Rabbanan, to be Teveya, the Knas of Mea Kesef, you need Esrim V'Shleisha, Mepnei Sheyeshba Dinei Nefashos. That's the Machlaikis, Rashi, and Taisvis over here in the Sugya. Now, Taisvis asks, Kama Kushyas on the Shita of Rashi. And we're going to mention two of the questions. The first question, Frek Taisvis, V'Koshel Rabbeinu Tam, D'Gabi Einis Mefatik Tani Lo. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah puts Maitzi Shemra together with Einis Mefatik. In fact, the lashon of the Mishnah is ha'aynis v'amafata v'hamaitzi shamra b'shleisha. It's mashma that they're all three one din. So it's mashma that all of them are talking about a situation of dinei knosis. That stems according to the pshat of Taisvis, where we're talking about the chiyuv of Me'a Kesef by Meitzi Shamra, which is a knas, doimit to the Chamishim Kesef of Einis Mafate. But the Fishit is Rashi, that Einis Mafate is knas, but Meitzi Shamra, we're referring to the Hefsek Suba, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Shver. That's the first question of Taisvis. Another question Taisvis asks, V'oid, the Bechol Duch de Shamazka Meitzi Shamra, Havi the Inyan Kuf Slaim. That in Gan's Shas, whenever we mention Meitzi Shamra, like we said, it's always a reference to the Halacha of Me'a Kesef. According to Rashi, the Lashon Meitzi Shamra over here is the Chayre, not Meduktik. Taisus asks more Shailas, and we're going to mention another of one, Behemshech, as we talk about the Gemara. Akaponim, this is the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus in the Aris Sugya. Now, the Gemara asks a Kasha on Shitas Chachamim. The Chachamim say, the Meitzi Shamra is Be'esrim Vishleisha, Mepnei Sheyesh by Dine Nefashis. In fact, the Gemara, V'chiyesh by Dine Nefashis, my Have. Rashi's Masber, the Gemara's question, that Anachanami, it could be possible for there to be Dine Nefashis in the realms of Meitzi Shamra, but in our Mishnah, we're not talking about that's the entire Bechlal. In our Mishnah, the entire is solely a entire of Mamain, so why would the Chachamim hold that you need Esen V'shleisha? Now this question is understood Lefi Rashi according to his Mahalach, and according to Taisvis, Lefi his Mahalach. Lefi Rashi we're talking about where the Baal is being Teveya, that the Isha lose her Ksuba, on account of the fact that she didn't have Basulim. There are no Edim here Bechlal. It's just the Tvias of Baal, and he's Neman, like we said, because of a Chazaka of Ein Adam Terech Basuda Umafsida. So the only issue that the Dentaira could possibly cover is only an issue of Mamein and not an issue of Misa. That's the Gemara's question. Why would the Chachamim require Esen V'Shleisha? Three should be enough. That's the Fishitas Rashi. The Fishitas Taisvis, the Gemara's question is, that over here where the Baal is being Teveya, the Chiyuv of Me'a Kesef, that's Bechlal not an Eden of Dinei Nefashis. That's only an Eden of a Knas of Mamein. So why should the Chachamim say they need Esen V'Shleisha? So the Gemara on this question brings kama v'kama terutzim, and we're going to go through them as Hashem one by one. The first teretz which the Gemara brings is the teretz of Ula, b'chayshishin l'laz k'miflagi. Rav Meir sabar ein chayshishin l'laz, Rabbanan sabar chayshishin l'laz. Now this teretz of Ula also has to be explained l'fi Rashi according to his malach, and l'fi Taisvis according to his malach. According to Rashi, the Gemara means to say is like this, that even though, presently, the Baal doesn't have any Edom, and he's only being Teveya based solely on his say-so, Mikoyach the Chazaka of Ein Adam Tereach Besuda Mafsida, nevertheless, once the Baal opens up such a Dentaira, we're a Chayshish that a Koyel is going to go out, that there's a Tain over here, that this Isha was Mezana, and account of that, Edom may come to Bezdin, and it may turn into a Dentaira Legabi Dina Nefashis. That's why the Chachamim already are Mechayah that there should be Esen V'Shleisha, because they're Reyes and Eilid, the fact that there's going to be a Laz, and that may turn this Dentaira into Dina Nefashis, is a reason that already now we should need Esen V'Shleisha. Now Taisvis asks a Kash on Rashi. Frek Taisvis, Ein Lashon Laz Neifel Alze, Ela Aldavar Shehu Sheker. The Lashon Laz, generally speaking in Shas, refers to a Laz which is Sheker. So according to Rashi, the Lashon Laz is not meduktik. Because over here, Anachanami, they're going to be Meitzi a Koil, but that's going to bring Edim, that L'chayr, the Edim are saying the Emes. There's no reason to assume that the Edim are going to be Shakranim. So the Lashon should have been Chayshishin L'Koil, not Chayshishin L'Laz. The Lashon Laz is Mashma an Inyan of Sheker. So on account of this, Taisus has a different shot, which stims L'Shitasai. According to Taisus, we're talking about a case where the Av is being Teveya, that the Baal pay Me'a Kesef, because the original Edim that the Baal brought were Nimtza, that they were Hukcheshu, and therefore his Taine falls off. And account of that, because of Meitzi Shamra, the Av is being Teveya, that the Baal pay Me'a Kesef. Zog Taisus, we are Chayshish, that even though the original Edim, which the Baal brought against his wife, turned out to fall through because they're Hukcheshu, nevertheless, the Baal is going to go ahead and try to find Edim that could be made properly. And once the Edim are made properly, there's going to be a Dentaira that's going to be Mechayiv this Isha Misa. Now, if in this situation, where the Baal is being Teveya the Me'a Kesef, we're going to make a Dentaira with only three Edim, because it's only an Inyan of Mamain. Afterwards, when the Baal comes back, and he wants to go back with his Taina, and be Mechayiv the Isha Misa, we're going to have to be meisif another 20 dayanim in order to dan the inyan of chiyuv misa. So that's what that's going to do is that that's going to be meitzi laz against the original three dayanim which paskin the chiyuv mamain on the side of the av, because we're going to look and we're going to say, look, the original three dayanim paskin like the av. And now, in order to paskin like the Baal, we're going to be Maisif Esrim Dayanim on the tzad of the Baal, in order to paskin that maybe the issue was Yamazana. That's going to look like that the reason why we're being Maisif Dayanim is because the original three Dayanim didn't know how to paskin. That's why, even now, when the Av is being Tevea, the Mea Kesef, already from the outset, we need Esrim Vashalish. So that if afterwards the Din turns over to the side of the Av, we won't say that there's a Hayesaf over here, which indicates that the original Dayanim did not know how to paskin. Because even the first ones were Esrim v'Shleisha. Ad kan, the pshat of Taisvis, in this shlav of the Gemara. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings another teretz, b'shem Rava, or according to the Girsa of the Marshal, Rabba. He says, Kuli alma l'laz loy chashinan, there isn't a chshash of laz, v'hacha b'chayshishin l'chvaydan shal rishaynim kamiflagi. The Machlaikis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether or not you need Esrim V'Shleisha, is because they're arguing whether a Chayshish L'Chvaydan Shal Rishaynim, and he explains, Hacha B'mayaskinim K'gayin De'ichnef Be'esrim L'Tlasa L'Meidin Din N'Fashis Ve'Evdur. First, the Bezdin of Esrim V'Shleisha gathered together to Paskin Dine Mominis, but for whatever reason, they dispersed. Va'amar L'Hu Dainu L'Miyah Dine Mominis, and now, There are three dayanim remaining, and they want to paskin the dinei mamonis. So that's the machlekes, whether or not we're chayshish for the kvaydan shel rishayim, and we say that the three remaining cannot paskin. Now, what exactly is the case over here? So again, Rashi and Taisus are mefarish each one l'shitasai. Rashi is mefarish that we're talking about that the Baal originally thought that he would be able to find Edim to actually prove that his wife was Mizana. So therefore, the Bezdin of Esrim V'Shleisha came together to paskin her Lamisa. Afterwards, when the Baal realized that he wouldn't be able to find the Edim, so the Dayanim dispersed. But now, the Baal wants to paskin Dine Mominus with the remaining three Dayanim, and be Teveya that his wife, Shalach Kapanim, lose her Ksuba, because the Gabi that, we don't need Edus. So here, the question is, are we Chayshish Lechvaydin Shal Rishaynim? That's what the Rabbanon hold. Because originally 23 Dayanim came together to paskin the Salacha, once they dispersed, we're not going to paskin without them. Or are we not Chayshish Lechvaydin Shal Rishaynim? That's according to Rashi. According to Taisvis, we're talking about a situation where really originally the Baal did bring Edim in order to incriminate his wife that she should be Neherag. And according to Rabbah, we're talking about where Be'etzem there was a Gemar Din that this Isha should be Neherag. Afterwards, the Av wanted to bring Edim to be Mazim, the Edei Habal, and be Machayiv, the Edei Habal, Misa, Midin Edim Zaymimin. So for that also, the Esrim V'Shleisha Dayanim were present in order to paskin the Edei Habal L'Misa. And then, for whatever reason, the Dayanim dispersed. Taisus brings a few examples. Either it's Machmas Oynis, Machmas Pachad, Lahakbal Pnei Melech, Eilim Didas Egla Arufa. Al-Kapanim, bottom line is that the Esrim V'Shleisha Dayanim didn't Lemaisa paskin the Halacha of Hazama, and they dispersed. So now there's a question that the Av says, okay, at least let me use the remaining three Dayanim and be Tevei the Baal for Mea Kesef. That doesn't need Esrim V'Shleisha, that's only Dinei Mamonis. So here is the Machlaikis, the Rabbanan and Rameir, whether or not Rechayshish L'Chvaydin Shal Rishaynim. According to the Rabbanan, Rechayshish L'Chvaydin Shal Rishaynim, we don't paskin even the Dinei Mominus with Shalish. And according to Rameir, he's not Rechayshish L'Chvaydin Shal Rishaynim, and it is Mutter to paskin with the Shalish. Ad kan the Bir HaGemara, according to the Mahalchem of Rashi and Taisvis. And now, let's go on to the next shtickle. Mitaych the Sugya comes out a major Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisvis, how to understand the Iker Din of Meitzah Shemra, Hanemar Bataira, that's Machayev the Baal, Mea Sloim. Rashi and Arasugya, on Chesamad Beis, B'divri HaMaschol, Ubamakam the Iker Din HaNafashais, he brings up the possibility that could be Pshat and Aragamar is really like Rabbeinu Tam, that we're discussing the tashlumin of the Baal of Meir Kesef. And he says he doesn't like that pshat. And he explains, v'zel ha'shaynai, the haloyim v'chayiv Baal me'as loyim, elem kein hevi edim v'huzmu. The whole halacha of Meir Kesef and Meitzi Shemra is only where the Baal originally brought edim, and they were in a skabal and bezdin that she should be killed, v'huzmu, and they were huzam. Now, continues Rashi to say, that in our sugya, obviously that's not the situation. Because if we were talking about where the original Edom were huzam, and they were found to be shakranim, then Ula would not be able to say that there is a chshash of laz, where more Edom will come and actually be mechayev or misa. Because once we see that the original Edom which the Baal brought were shakranim, there is no chshash that in reality there are Edom that know this be'emes. Adkan the Nekuda of Rashi. Akapanim, you see from Rashi, Amari Diki Yusayt, that the halacha of Maitzi Shamra is only where the Baal initially brought Edim, and they were Neskabel and Bezdin, and then they were Huzam, and they became Edim Zaymimin. Now, Taisvis himself is also Ma'ayr, the Iker Nakuda, that the Chshash of Laz is only possible if the Edim weren't Huzam. Because Taisvis also agrees that once we're Mazim the Edim, and we see that they're Shakranim, there is no more Chshash that the more Edom will come along to be Mechayiv the Isha Misa. And the emes is, it's Mefurish like that in the Gemara later on the Fchesamad base, which says, Tavei Mamin Tchila Bishleisha, and the Gemara is Masber, Hachav B'mayaskinan Shehevi Abal Edom Shezinsa, the Baal brought Edom that she was Mezana, Behevi Edom, Behevi Ha'av Edom Behezimum Le'edi Abal, that the Av was Mazim the Edi Abal, that in that situation, everybody agrees that Dine Mamin is Bishleisha, because there is no more Chshash that afterwards Edom will come, Edom Amitim will come in order to be Mechayiv the Isha Misa. Nevertheless, says Taisvis, over here we can be talking about Maitzi Shemra where we're being Mechayiv the Baal Meir Kesef, because the Chiyuv of the Baal of Meir Kesef is not only where the Edom of the Baal were Huzam, but rather even where the Edom were Hukchishu Oilei Kivnu Edusan. What does it mean, huk cheshu, or like kivnu edusan? So the Chidushi Aran and the Maharam are masbir that huk cheshu means where the two edim between themselves contradicted each other in the major nekudas of the chakiris, for example, the makim and the zman. For example, one aid said it happened on Sunday, and the other aid said, no, it happened on Monday. That's what huk cheshu means. Like kivnu edusan means that in the bedikis, which is the other details, for example, what color shirt the person was wearing, etc., that's where the two Edim contradicted each other. So according to Taisvis, if we have Edus, which they weren't Huzam, but rather the Edim Mineu Bey, when Bezdin went ahead and did the Drishas V'Chakiris, they contradicted each other, that would be a case where we would no longer listen to the Edim to kill the Isha, and instead, the Av would be able to be Teveah from the Baal, Mea Kesef. Hayyate, we have a major machlekes, Rashi and Taisvis, as to what the halacha of Maitzi Shemra in the Torah is. Lefi Rashi, it's specifically where the Eidah were neskabel bebezdin, they passed the drishas v'chakiris, and then afterwards they were huzam. And according to Taisvis, we're talking about even in a case where the Eidim, mineu bei, b'shas the drishas v'chakiris, they contradicted each other, and they were not neskabel bebezdin. Now the emes is, not only does Rashi disagree with Taisus, but even Taisus himself, towards the end of Taisus with Devei Maschel Vehevi, is ma'orer that it's a doichik mashapirish Rabbeinu Tam, the hakchasha b'loy hazama, the just hakchasha alone without hazama, is mechayev kuf sloyim. So we have to understand what exactly is the nakuda over here. So Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky and Shiurei Rabbi Shmuel is ma'orer that be'emes bishlama by hazama. So we found out that the original Edom that the Baal brought were Edom Shakronim. So there it's understandable that he has a din of a Maitzi Shemra. He was Seicher Edei Sheker against his Isha, and it was Nisbar because the Torah says that by Edom Zaymimin we believe the second pair of Edom, and we assume that the first pair of Edom are Shakronim. So that's why we're Mechayev the Baal to pay Mea Kesef for spinning this Alila against the Isha. But in the case of Taisvis, where they're Hukhashu Bein Zeh L'Zeh, so be'emes, one aid is saying the emes, and the other aid is saying a sheker. So it's true that we don't have sufficient aidus, because we're only left with one aid. But on account of that, will we consider the Baal to be a Maitzi Shemra, where he has to pay Mea Kesef? That's the taina be'emes that Rashi has on Taisus, which is why Taisus himself also holds that it's a doichik. And be'emes, what is pshat on Taisus? Zokrim Shmuel, that Taisus holds that when you have two edim that are contradicting each other, b'taych, the drishas v'chakiris, it's not just the pshat that now we know that one of them is shakronim, but rather it's a bittul in the edus. Why is it a bittul in the edus? Because in such a situation, the edus becomes an edus she'ena mechuvenes. It's an edus which doesn't coincide with each other, and the whole edus becomes batal. This is a meridik yisoid that Reb Shmuel talks about. And he brings a raya to this from a Rambam and the Pirush HaRadvaz in Hilchos Edus, Paragimel Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says that in Dinei Mominis, if the two Edim are makrish each other in Bedikas, meaning not in the major nekudas of Makam and Zman, but in the details, the halacha is that the Edus is Kayemis. Only by Dinei Nefashis is the Edus batal, but not by Dinei Mominis. And the Radvaz over there is Masber, Vizel Shainai. The Gabi Dina Nefashis Be'ina Nochain Hadavar. The Torah says, V'hine Emes Nochain Hadavar. We need an extra level of clarity and Emes in regards to Dina Nefashis. Hilkach Im Hukhashu Bebedikus Edusan Betela. Adkan Lashain Haradvaz. So what we see from here is that when two Edom contradict each other in the side details, Be'emes, we don't even assume that one of them is a Shakran. Because if we did, then there's no way that we'd be able to paskin according to them even by Dina Mominis. Because we only have one Edom, we don't have two Edom. One of the Edom is Shakranim. Elamai, in a situation where they don't coincide in regards to the details, we could assume that one of them forgot, one of them is making a mistake, and they remain Edom Ksherim and Edom Ne'amonim. It's specifically in regards to Dina Nefashis, where there's a halacha of Nochein Hadavar, so we need an Edus Mechuvenis. This Edus is an Edus She'ena Mechuvenis, so that's not a kosher Edus in regards to Dina Nefashis. So, Dr. Shmuel, over here you see that it's a din in the Edus in regards to Din and Nefashis, that an Edus She'ena Mechuvenis isn't taken on in Bezdin, and it's batal. It's not because one is saying the Emes and the other one is saying a Sheker. Ibezai says, Dr. Shmuel, that's the Pshat and Taisus. If we find that the Edus is an Edus She'ena Mechuvenis, and there's a Chalais Bittel in the Edus, that's enough to give him a din of a Maitse Shamra. So it'll turn out that in that, it's totally the Machlaikas of Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds that we have to find the Edom to be Edom Shakronim. With Edom Zaymimin, we find that they're Shakronim. Whereas according to Taisvis, it's enough that the Edus is batal, Mikayach Ladin, that it's an Edus She'ena Mechuvenes. Another Nakuda in regards to this Machlekes between Rashi and Taisvis is that the Chadushay Aran brings down B'Shem the Ramban that he disagrees with the Mahalach of Taisvis. And he says that the Baal is not Chayiv Mea Kesef only in a situation where he brings Edim that she was Mezana and that she's Chayiv Misa, and that it's Nigmar Dino Lahariga. So it comes out that the Edim were holding Mamish by killing this Isha. Only in such a situation is the Halacha that if afterwards they were Huzam, that the Baal is Chayiv Mea Kesef. But in the case of Taisvis, where it was never Nigmar Dino Lahariga, because in the course of the Drishas V'Chakiris, they were Nimtza, that they were Machish and Zeazeh, so there, the halacha is going to be that there was never nigmar dina lahariga in the first place. All they had was a machshava laharga. That's not enough to be machayev the baal mea kesef. That's the taina that the Ramban has in Shitas Taisvis, and because of that, he holds like Rashi. So this could be another beer in the machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Lefi Taisvis, the chiyuv of mea kesef is for the fact itself that the baal brought edim that their machshava was to kill her. Even though it never came l'maisa, because in the course of the drishas v'chakiris, they are found to be machishim zeh, that's enough to be machayev the baal mea kesef. Where Rashi could hold like the Shitas Ramban, that the chiyuv of mea kesef is only in an instance where it was actually nigmar dinam lahariga. With the gmar din lahariga, just l'maisa, the gmar din is batal, mikoyach din of azama, that's where the baal is chayev mea kesef, but with the machshav alone, it's not. And it could be that the Ramban is coming b'makar from the Gemara in Baba Kama Avdal Amud Beis, which counts Maitzi Shamra to be one of the Aves Nezikin. So it could be it's based on that that the Ramban holds that it has to be that it's Nigmar Dina Lahariga, that's where we can consider him a Mazik. But in a case where it was just a Machshava, which never came to Maise, it's not enough that he should have a Din Mazik. That could possibly be the makar of the Ramban that holds it has to be Nigmar Dina Lahariga. Whereas Taisus holds that the Machshava alone is enough to be Machayev, and that itself also has a din of a mazik. Now, there's a third nekuda, which is again the machlekes between Rashi and Taisus, and that's a nekuda which Taisus himself brings up. Now, to understand this nekuda, we have to be makdim two hakdamas. Hakdama number one is as follows. We are masber, that in regards to din of fashais, if the two edim are machisham ze as ze, that's going to be a bittul in the edus, like the Radvaz on the Rambam is masber, because in regards to din of fashais, the Torah says, vihine emes nachain hadavar, which means to say that it has to be an edus mechuvenes all the way, which is why the Torah is machayiv by din of fashais, drishus vechakiris, in order that it should be nachain hadavar. Now there's a makam to be chayker. What about in regards to the halacha that a isha that's mezane becomes asura lebaila? Does that also require drishas v'chakiras like dina nefashas? And if so, we would say that if the edim are mechisham ze ezeh, so there would be a bittel on the edus and the isha will be materas lebaila? Or not? Do we say that in regards to the isser that the isha has on her baal, as long as we have edus, a regular edus without drishas v'chakiras, that's also enough? And even if the edim are mechisham ze ezeh, Bibidikas, in regards to side points, like the clothing that the Baal was wearing, etc., still the halacha is going to be that the Isha becomes Asura Labaila. So this is Taisus' Shaila, and Taisus is Peshit's Shaila based on the second Hagdama that we're going to say. The second Hagdama is as follows. The halacha of Maitzi Shamra is, besides for the fact that the Baal has to pay Mea Kesef, a Knas, the Baal also has a mitzvah of Loi Siya Isha, which means that the Baal has to hold on to this Isha and not be Megarasher. So there's a makam to be chayker. What happens if we have a Isha in whom the Baal cannot be Makayim the mitzvah of Leisi Ele Isha because she's Asura to him? Do we say that the Leisi Ele Isha and the Knas are two separate in Yonim? And even though the Leisi Ele Isha cannot be Neskayim, but as far as the Knas is concerned, the Baal is still Chayiv in Knas? Or do we say that it's one Parsha and only in an Isha that we could be Makayim, the halacha of Leisi Ele Isha, is the Tayr Machayiv, the Baal Knas. But an Isha that's a surah to her husband, and the Baal cannot be Makayim, the mitzvah of Leisi Ele Isha, the Baal is not Machayiv to pay her the Knas as well. So, in regards to this Shaila, Taisus holds, Bepshitas, that it's all one Inyan, and an Isha in whom we cannot be Makayim, the mitzvah of Leisi Ele Isha, there's no Chiyiv Knas to her either. And the truth is that the Michas Chinuch brings down in mitzvah simen tav kuf nun dalid, ois yud zayin, that this is not so poshut. Because he's mechiach that the Rambam holds, in kama makaymais, that these two things are not tali zebezeh. And an isha, in which we cannot be makayim the mitzvah of leisi ele isha, nevertheless there is a chi of knas. And that's similar to what we find in regards to the halach of an oinus and mafate, where there also the ma'anis and the mafate are chayiv a knas of chamishim kesef, and also they have a mitzvah of leisi ele isha. And it's mevor in the sugyas and ksubis that the two things are separate in yanim, and even in a isha, where the baal cannot be makayim v'leisi ele isha, nevertheless the baal is chayiv knas. So the Rambam holds that klal applies to Maitzi Shamra as well, even though the baal may not be makayim v'leisi ele isha because she's an isha asura. Nevertheless, the baal is still chayiv knas. That's the shitas haRambam, as the Michas Chinuch is meichiach. However, Taisus holds bepshitas not like that. The Dafka in regards to Einus and Mefate, where the Gemara brings Psukim as a Makar, that even an Isha that's a Surah, still the Baal is Chayiv Knas, that's where the two things are separate. Whereas in regards to Maitzi Shamra, an Isha which does not have the din of Leisi Ele Isha because she's a Surah to her husband, she's Mufkas from the Parsha, and the Baal is not Chayiv Knas. I in the Arichas, in the Menchas Chinuch over there, in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Nundalid, Eis Yud Zayin. Now, based on this Hakdama, Taisvis is Peshit, the first Shaila, in the first Hakdama. Because, says Taisvis, L'chayre, in this case, where two Edim came, and they were made that the Isha was Mezana. Now, they were Machishim Ze'ezeh, so we can't actually kill the Isha. But if we were to say that in regards to the Isser that the Isha has to her husband, there's no halacha of Drishas V'chakiris, and we take on the Edis of the Edim, and she's a Surah to her husband, it will turn out that this Isha is Asura to her husband, and the husband cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah of Leisi Ele Isha, so then the husband should not be Chayiv Mei Kesef either. And in our Sugya, it's Mevor, that the Baal is Chayiv Mei Kesef, and it's over here that there's a Machlekes from Meir and the Chachamim, whether we need Shleisha or whether we need Esrim B'Shleisha. So Al Karchach, you have to say that even in regards to the issur that the isha has to her husband, there too there's a halacha of drishas v'chakiras, and there too the halacha is that if the edim were machishim ze'azeh, that she's muteras labaila because we don't have an edus mechuvenes, and therefore the baal can be mekayim the mitzvah of olai si'i le'isha, which is why the baal is going to be chayiv mea kesef. This is the nekuda which Taisus is mechiach in our sugya according to his pshat. Now obviously this is only a hechacha according to his pshat l'shitasei. Whereas according to Rashi, which Rashi holds that in our sugya we're b'chalal not talking about the chiyuv of the baal to pay mea kesef, but rather we're talking about the mamain of the isha losing her ksuba, so the whole hechacha does not start. This is the third nekuda. Now there's one more nekuda which is mavur in the Chidush HaRan b'shem the Ramban, and the Ramban asks the following question. The Ramban assumes that in regards to the isra that the isha has to her husband, there is no halacha that we need edus mechuvenes, and we do not need drishas v'chakiras, and if the edem or machishon ze'azeh, she would be asura labaila. Now, the Ramban does not ask Taisus's kasha that there should not be v'lei si'i le'isha. Could be because the Ramban doesn't hold of Taisus's hanacha, and he holds like the Rambam, that even where there's no le'i si'i le'isha, nevertheless there will still be a chiyuv knas. But the Ramban asks a different kasha based on this. Frek the Ramban, the halacha that edem amachishim ze'ezeh, that we do not take on the edus, that's only a din in regards to din and nefashis, where we're machmir, and we need emes nachin hadavar, that the edem should not be machishim ze'ezeh at all in bedikas v'chakiris. But in regards to all other halachas, like the isra the isha has to her husband, and in regards to ksuba, avada, the edem are edem ksherim, and we believe what the edem say, that the isha was mezaneh. Frek the Ramban, im kain, l'chayre, it's impossible to consider this baal a moitzi shamra and to be mechayim vim a knas on account of that. Because moitzi shamra means that the baal brought edim shakronim. In this situation, they're not edim shakronim. V'har raya, based on these edim, we're going to ask her the isha to her husband and we're going to take away her ksuba. It's only michumra of dinei nefashis that the halacha is going to be that we're not going to actually kill her. But we cannot call the edim to be edim shakronim. And in such a situation, it would not make sense that we would consider the baal a mitzi shamra, and we would be mechayev him mea kesef. Azoy frekt the Ramban. And to answer this kasha on behalf of Taisvis, the Ramban is mechadish amori diki yisoid. Zok the Ramban, that be'emes over here, the ikar of the edus is in regards to dina nefashis. The fact that she's going to be a surah labayla and that she'll lose her ksuba, those are only side in yanim, peripheral and yana which come out mikayach the edus, but that's not the ikar of the edus. Zok the Rambana yisoid v'zel shaynai, kivan she ikar ha edus hu bedinei nefashos, af al pi she yoytzen mimena divrei mamonis, kishem she batal ha edus ledinei nefashos, kach hu batal le'inin dinei mamonis ha yoytzen mimena. Once the edus is batal in regards to the ikar inyan of the edus, which is dinei nefashos, mimela the edus is batal agamri, and we don't take on the edus in regards to dina nemamenis or in regards to the isra of the isha and her husband, and the edus is batal legamri. Adkan this yisoid, which the Ramban says, in order to be miyashiv shita sataisvus. However, like we said before, the Ramban anyway disagrees with Taisvus based on his other taina that he holds that the chiyav of Maitzi Shamra is only b'makam where there's a gemar din lahariga. But in regards to this nakuda, the Ramban is miyashiv shita sataisvus. Hayyaitse, that we have a major machlekes b'shainim, Rashi on the Ramban on one side and Taisus on the other side, as to when the Torah said the chiyuv of mea kesef by Maitzi Shamra. The fi Rashi on the Ramban, it's only in a situation where the Edom were neskabel bebezdin to kill the Isha and then they were huzam. Whereas according to Taisvis, it's even in a case where the Edus was never nigmar dinam to kill her because they were mechishon ze'azeh, and they didn't pass the bedikas and the chakiras. And the gabi this machlekes, we have four inyanim that are totally in this machlekes. The first nidan is Reb Shmuel Rozovsky's nidan, which is that l'chayre, if the machishon ze'azeh, only one of the edim is shakranim and not both. So that could be a taina on behalf of Rashi that shouldn't have a din of Maitzi Shamra. And to be mazber taisvis, he says, because the whole edis is batal, because it's not edis mechuvenes, and we need hine emes nachan adavar. That's the first nakuda. The second nakuda, which we spoke about, was the taina that the Ramban has on Taisvis, that l'chayra, the din of Maitzi Shamra, is only b'makam where is nigmar dina l'hariga, and not where it was just a machshava lahariga. So on behalf of Taisus, we have to say that Taisus holds even a machshava lahariga alone is also enough to be machayev the Baal Knas, and that also has a Shem Mazik. The third nakuda was the nakuda that Taisus himself brought up, is that based on Taisus' yisoid, that where the Isha is Asura and you cannot be Makayim V'lei Seila Isha, we have to say, a Chiddush, that the Legabi, the Isra of the Isha Labaila, there also of the Edom are Machishan Ze'ezeh, that the Isha is not going to be Asura, we're not going to accept the Edom. Whereas according to Rashi and the Ramban, it's not Mukhrach to say that Yisoid. And the fourth Nakuda was the Taina that the Ramban has, that L'chaira, how can we consider the Baal HaMaitzi Shamra if it's just a Chumra Legabi Dina Nefashis, and the Eidus Be'etzem, Lagabi Dinim Mominus, Lagabi the Ksuba, and Lagabi the Isra of the Isha and her husband is accepted. And on that, the Ramban says a big Yisoid on behalf of Taisvis, that once the Iker Eidus in regards to Dinim Nefashis is bottle, the Eidus is bottle Lagamri. Adkan, the Bir Hamachlaikis, with all the Nafkaminis between Rashi and Taisvis, and the Iker Yisoid of Maitzi Shemra. And now let's go weiter, and let's discuss two more Pirushim that are brought down on the Chesam and Beis, in the Machlaikis between Ramer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. And those are the Pirushim of Abaya and of Rav Papa. Abaya says, Zok the Gemara, Kuli alma chayshinan lilaz, umisham kvaydan shal rishayinim. Everybody agrees that essentially we are chayshish for laz, and we're also makban on kvaydan shal rishayinim. Nevertheless, the Machlaikis over here is talking about a case where there are masres stam. The Edom gave hasra to this Isha, that she's going to be Chayiv Misa, but they did not specify which specific Misa from the Misa's Bezin she's going to be Chayiv. And the Machlaikis, Ramer and the Chachamim, is Toloi in the Machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether in a case where they're Masra Stam, and they don't specify which Misa, if she's going to be Chayiv Misa. That's the basis for Abaya's Pshat. And Rav Papa's Pshat is similar, but different. We're talking about V'Isha Chaveira, and we're talking about where the Edom did not give Hasra Bechlal to the Isha, and the Machlaikis, Ramer and the Chachamim, is totally in the Machlaikis between Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether a Chaver is Tzarech Hasra or ain't Tzarech Hasra. That's the basis for the Pshat of Rav Papa in the Machlaikis, Ramer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Now, how do we explain these two Pirushim? So that again is totally in the Machlaikis between Rashi and Taisvis in this entire Sugya. Lefi Rashi, Abaya and Rav Papa's Pirushim are talking about in a case where the Baal initially did bring Edom in order to be Machayev the Isha Misa. Just according to Abaya, we're talking about where the Edom said that they gave her Hasra, but they didn't specify which Misa. And according to Rav Papa, we're talking about where the Edom said, we saw the Maisa's Nus, but we did not give her Hasra Bechlal, but she's a Chaveira. Now, the Machlekes from Meir and the Chachamim is simply whether or not, in this case, is she Chayev Misa or not. According to the Chachamim, she's Chayev Misa, which is why we need Esrim B'Shleisha. And according to Rav Meir, she's not going to be Chayev Misa, and the only thing that we could possibly done over here is in regards to the Hefzad of the Ksuba, which is why Shleisha is enough. Now, even though the fear of Meir were Chayshishin Lelaz, nevertheless, in this situation, Rashi is Masber, there is no Chshash Lelaz. Because the Chshash of Laz is only in a situation where initially the Baal just had his own taina against his Isha and he did not bring Edom. So we're Chayshish, like Rashi is Masber, that a kol will go out that the Baal has this taina against his Isha, and that will make that the Edom should come. But in this situation where the Baal already brought the Edom, there is no Chshash that more Edom will come as well. That's a pshat according to Rashi. Now Taisus asks on Rashi, why is it necessary for Abaya and Rav Papa to say the Kuli Alma Chayshin on the Laz? Even if we were not Chayshish on the Laz, still the halacha would be that Lefi the Rabbanan we need Esrim V'Shleisha, because they hold that in this situation the Isha is actually Chayev Misa. And Taisus answers on behalf of Rashi, B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, that the reason why the Gemara says the Kuli Alma Chayshin on the Laz is to say a Chiddush in Shitas Rav Meir, that even if Rav Meir would hold that Chayshin on the Laz, nevertheless, in this situation, Rav Meir would be Maida that three is enough, like we were a Masbir, because being that the Baal initially already brought the Edom, there is no Chshash Lelaz. That's the Shita of Rashi in Arasugya. Taisus, however, is Masbir L'Shitasai, a different Mahalach. Taisus says we're talking about a case where the Baal originally brought these Edom in order to kill his wife, according to Abaye, the Edom said that they were Masra, but they didn't specify which Misa. And according to Rav Papa, the Edom said that they were not Masra her Bechlal because she's a Chavera. But we're talking again where these two Edom were Makhishin Ze Ezeh Bebdikas Vechakiris, and therefore they couldn't actually be Mechayiv her Misa. And because of that, the Av turns around and he's Taiveya, the Baal to pay Mea Kesef. So on this, there's the Machlekes, Rav Meir, and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that he needs a Bezin of Esen Vishleisha. And the reason is because Chayshin and Laz. And the Pshat is, according to Taisvis, because we are Chayshish, that maybe eventually the Baal is going to find other Edim, which are not Machishin Zeh, and he'll go back to the original point where the Isha is Chayiv Misa, and we're going to need Esen Vishleisha in order to be Machayiv the Isha Misa. So if we're going to be Machayiv the Baal Mea Kesef with a Bezdin of Shleisha, afterwards when we bring a Bezdin of Esrim Vishleisha in order to override that Bezdin, that's going to create a Laz, and people are going to say it's because those three Dayanim did not know how to be done, which is why afterwards we brought a Bezdin of Esrim Vishleisha in order to override them. That's according to the Shita of the Chachamim. Whereas according to the Shita of Rav Meir, there is no such Chshash, because Rav Meir holds that Be'emes, even if afterwards the Baal were to bring more Edom that are not Machishon Zeh, still the Isha would not be Chayev Misa. And the Pshat in that is as follows. Although we are Chayshish that the Baal is going to find another set of Edom, which are not Machishon Zeh, but we're not Chayshish that the second set of Edom are going to disagree and say that the case happened differently than the first set of Edom happened. The Maila of the second set of Edom is just that they won't be Machishon Zeh, and they will be able to reinstate the Chiyuv Misa, which the first set of Edom tried to do. Now, Shitas Rav Meir is that in both those situations, according to Abaye in a case where they didn't specify which Misa, and according to Rav Papa in a case where they didn't give Asra because she's a Chavera, in both those cases, an Isha is not Chayiv Misa Bechlal. So even if we're going to expect that now the Baal is going to find another set of Edom which are not Machishon Zeh, that would just bring us back to point one, and the Isha is Vaiter not going to be Chayev Misa. Therefore, there is no Chshash that at any point we're going to bring Edom of Esen Vishleisha to be Machayev the Isha Misa. So therefore, now, when the Av wants to be Machayev the Baal, Meya Kesef, for being Moitzi Shamra, he can be Machayev him just with a Bezdin of Shleisha, because the idea of Chayshin and Lelaz does not apply Bechlal. Ad Kan, the beer of Taisvis, according to the Terutzim of Abaye and Rav Papa, in the Machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim in our Mishnah. Now, Taisvis points out that there's a very bechidish according to this, because it comes out that Lefir of Meir, Be'emes, the initial Edim which the Baal brought against his wife, saying that she was Mezana, Be'etzem are being made that a Maisa happened which cannot be Mechayev or Misa. Lefir Abaye, because they didn't specify which Misa, and the fear of Papa, because they didn't give her Asra Bechlal. But Akalpanim, the Etzem Edis, which the Baal brought against his wife, cannot possibly be Mechayev her Misa Bechlal. Nevertheless, when they're Machish Zeh, Rav Meir agrees that the Av can turn around and be Mechayev the Baal to pay Mea Kesef, and even just with Shleisha Edim. Now, Lechayer, this is very schwer, because Frek Taisvis, the Gemara in Masech Tuxubis, Daf Memdalad Amud Beis says that a Moitzi Shamra on a Ketana is not Chayev Meya Kesef. And the reason is, says the Gemara, because you cannot be Mekayim in this Isha, im emes hayu hadavar uskalei. Because even if the Edom were to be correct, this Isha is not going to be Chayev Misa because she's a Ketana. Therefore, now that they're incorrect, the Baal is not going to be Chayev Meya Kesef. So the Chayra here too, we can say the same thing. Even if the Edom are correct and they're not being Makar Zeh, still, this Isha would not be Chayev as Misa, because it's missing in the Asra. So why now that they were Machir Zeh is the Halacha that the Baal is going to be Chayev Mea Kesef? That's what Taisvis is Matmiya on himself. And we have to speak out that even though we mentioned before that Taisvis does not hold that in order to be Chayev Mea Kesef, that it has to be that it was Nigmar Dino Lahariga, still Taisvis has a good Kasha, because Akalpanim you need that the Baal had a Machshava to kill her. And over here, according to the Edom that he originally brought, there was no even Machshava to kill her, because even if the Edom were to be found saying Emes, she still would not have been Chayev Misa. So the Chayev, in this situation, there should not be a Chiyuv of Mea Kesef Bechlal. So Taisvis answers a very big chiddush. So Taisvis, specifically in the case of Ktana and Ksubas Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, only over there is the halacha that he's not going to be chayav mei kesef because she's not a bas einshin klal. Mashayenkin over here, where she is a bas einshin, just she's not going to get a chiyav misa because there's something missing in the asra, according to Abaya, because they didn't say which misa, and according to the Papa, because they didn't give her asra b'chlal, but she is essentially a bas einshin. Here, the halacha is going to be that if the Edom are found to be machishin ze'azeh, that the Baal is going to be chayav mei kesef. And l'chayre, the beer in that is, because a kapanim in this case, the etzem maise is a maise hamechayeves misa. It's just missing in the asra. Whereas by ektana, a maise's nusav ektana is not a maise hamechayeves misa b'chlal. Ad kan, the beer that Taisa says in order to be mefarish is pshat. And ad kan, this shir, a mesechta Sanhedrin, daf ches.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.